Network.
Well, it's lonely at the top. Must be lonely for Luke. Such courage. Founded We Are Change 3 years ago, 20-something years old. I'm really proud of Luke Radowski. Can proudly say he's a protege of my work. WeAreChange.org has been hacked and attacked. It's now been brought down right in Dick Cheney's face. We played it earlier in the hour. The video's up at Infowars.com since WeAreChange.org has been hacked. Don't worry. There's hundreds of other websites and chapters. You can't get us all. But Luke is risking his life confronting Dick Cheney point blank, saying, we know you did 9/11, the NORAD stand down, you're a terrorist, you're a murderer. Luke, we only got 4 minutes. I'm going to try to get you back up tomorrow for a couple segments. But tell us what it was like, not just on video, but anything else that happened, and how you've got this much courage and how others can emulate what you've done and use you as a model of true honor.
I'm nobody special. I'm just like everybody else. All it takes is just a commitment to truth and love and going out there and being able to speak what's in your heart and what's in your mind. And me and James Lane teamed up from We Are Change Oklahoma. We were scouting all of the CPAC, all of the Hilton Hotel.
That's right. He's another hero, James Lane.
James Lane of We Are Change Oklahoma. And me and him noticed the Secret Service guard holding an elevator. And just knowing that from my experiences confronting other individuals, I knew just to stick around there. Newt Gingrich came around. I asked him about Bohemian Grove. And then out of nowhere, Dick Cheney just comes out of nowhere. And my heart just sank. My heart just, like, it just went nuts. And I just knew I had to say something. And I looked him right in the eyes. And I told him, you know, what did you do on 9/11 in the presidential bunker? And that feeling of just being able to walk up to him, his face, his reaction, the pictures that came out of it are just incredible. And anybody could do this, and that's what I'm trying to show, is that these people are just regular individuals. We have the power. We have the authority. We have everything we ever needed and wanted, and we have the courage to go up there and talk to these individuals. That's all it takes, going up there with just love and compassion for truth, being calm, not screaming when you're getting pushed or shoved, and just being on your best behavior and just speaking truth. And that feeling, even after finishing that confrontation, I remember just running out of there and just feeling so empowered, feeling so great. And I want to share that with everybody. And I hope people who listen and I hope the people who watch get encouraged, get involved. And whatever you call yourself, if you call yourself an info warrior or a We Are Changer, I don't even care. It's what you do that matters. It's the fruit of your labor.
Well, info warriors are We Are Changers, and We Are Changers are info warriors. It's the spirit of 1776. But for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, we're showing the video to people. I mean, you got within about 3 feet of Cheney. And when you said, we know you ordered the stand on 9/11, though he looked at you with evil, but also with defeat. He realizes in the history books, it's going to be known that he ran 9/11.
He looked at me, he snarled a little bit, and then he put his head down in shame. He put his head down in shame. And that feeling, that look in his face, and just being able to make eye contact with him was one of the most powerful feelings in the world. And I'm going to be doing this full time. I just graduated college. I just quit my job. And I want to let everybody know this is only the beginning. I'm just going to start doing this full time. I hope people support me, because that's all I want to do in my life right now, is go out there and confront these evil people with, you know, compassion. I feel sorry for Dick Cheney, honestly. You know, I honestly feel sorry because of what he did and what he has to live with for the rest of his eternity, with his soul and his spirit are decrepit and destroyed. And if we just stay with compassion within our hearts, we could do anything. And that search for truth, for justice and freedom and liberty and exposing what happened, the horrible crimes on 9/11, that's what life's
well,
about.
Well, Luke, how are you tomorrow at 1 so we can, you know, have a victory lap, but also organize, talk about some of the other confrontations. 2 Eastern. Are you good at 2 Eastern tomorrow?
Yeah, I'll be good for 2 Eastern.
Well, this phone sounds great. A good landline. Well, hell, let's do at least 30 minutes with you tomorrow. The video is up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. WeAreChange.org has been blasted. And, folks, get support to Luke, because we need this warrior out there full-time for the Republic, exposing these criminals for their real crimes. And watch your 6. Everybody pray for Luke, that God send angels to protect him. And I need some of those prayers, too, because my name's on that video as well. Luke, I salute you. You are something special. I'll say bye to you during the break.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen. It is Tuesday, the 15th day of February 2011. We're going to be live here, obviously, for the next 3 hours. And I am locked, cocked, ready to go, my friends. We are going to have some surprise guests here on the radio broadcast this week. I'll just leave it at that, that you will definitely see make the news around the country. So keep us in your prayers to make sure that we don't overshoot our goals this week to really have a big effect in the fight against the New World Order. I've got a lot of important little blurbs here in the news. Paul Joseph Watson has got a report up at PrisonPlanet.com. Mexican troops conduct vehicle search on U.S. soil. Well, years ago, I had sheriffs on where Mexican troops would come 2 miles, 3 miles, 6 miles over when they had caught, say, a dump truck full of drugs in one case, and they would just set up a checkpoint, stop the police, take the drugs away, and drive back over the border. And the U.S. military just sits there sucking their thumbs. The U.S. military is only allowed in drug interdiction to harass the American people deep inside the country in a violation of the 10th Amendment, not to control that border. Yet another military incursion by a foreign power, as Homeland Security is concerned more about training Americans to spy on each other. Absolutely. So we're going to be going over that. Also, a very interesting report. You can tell Ron Paul is gearing up to run the draft. Ron Paul 2012 campaigns that folks have launched are going very well. Ron Paul, quote, "I can beat warmongering Obama." And obviously,
Last week, he won the coveted 2 years in a row CPAC straw poll that Republicans in the past had always said was the most important straw poll. And if you won that, that put you in as the front runner like Ronald Reagan back in 1979. But now they say CPAC doesn't matter. And Ron Paul is winning the majority of other Republican straw polls. And in national scientific polls, he's either number one or number two in all of them. In a few polls, Mitt Romney is ahead of him by a nose. He's ahead of Palin. He's ahead of Huckabee. He is ahead of them all. But the media is running this hoax of you can't vote for Ron Paul. He can't win. He can't, you know, you can't have liberty. You can't have freedom. It's impossible. He cannot win. He cannot win. Don't waste your vote. And we've got Donald Trump running around saying that Ron Paul cannot win, and sorry, he cannot win. They're really trying to play that Jedi mind trick on the public and basically say, these aren't the droids you're looking for. Move along, move along. These aren't the droids we're looking for. Move along, move along. I mean, this is literally a self-fulfilling prophecy of just telling you that Ron Paul can't win. But it doesn't matter. If he runs and they steal the election and engage in the normal chicanery, it doesn't matter. He will be in the debates. He will be on television even more. He will talk about the private Federal Reserve, the illegal wars, CIA narcotics trafficking. He talks about that routinely now. Has for decades, but now on national TV he does. He'll talk about the Patriot Act. He'll talk about martial law. You know, I like Michelle Bachmann on many fronts. She fights the carbon taxes. She's pro-Second Amendment, but she did vote for the Patriot Act, and she is out there promoting it. And it's just absolutely disgusting to see her do that. That's another report up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Now, here's what I want to do. I've been gone Sunday and obviously Monday working on a very important story and helping a friend out. Well, until Sunday night when I got back. I actually got back in the early morning hours Monday evening. I spent some time with my family yesterday. But we are back now, and I want to just say great job to the crew while I was gone. And I think that Paul Watson did a wonderful job sitting in for us from England. And then Aaron did 30 minutes solo, and I tuned in yesterday via my iPhone. I was out at the Zilker Zephyr at Zilker Park. We fed the ducks and played on the swings and walked around the riverbank and then rode the little train, the little kiddie train out there, and ran into a lot of great patriots out there. If it's any bellwether of the effect we're having, just how many people this show is reaching. We pull up, the train's already loading up with people. It goes on the hour. I said, hey, perfect timing. Let's ride the train first. And as I went down the side of the train, if we bought our tickets to get on the back, because it was almost full, half the people shook my hand and wanted to take photos with me and talked about the New World Order. And, you know, these were good-looking families with their children. A lot of them looked like professional people who, you know, took Valentine's Day off with their wives and children. And I'd say half the people were stopping and shaking my hand. That's the type of effect. Again, it's not like, ooh, look, I'm a big radio star. I'm a big internet star. A lot of people know who I am. I could care less about that. Except that it's a radar ping or it's a sonar ping of people know who I am. They know what I look like. And so if they agree with me, they will reach out a lot of times. And over the years, it just gets more and more and more and more and more intense. And I was out in California over the weekend, and people on the street, you name it, you know, again, knew who I was. It's just an example of the effect we're having because you aren't known, some of you out there. So when you're walking down a street in Dallas, Texas, or Los Angeles, California, or Toronto, or London, you think you're all alone knowing about the New World Order. You think that those of us that know what's going on are the minority. But you're not. It's just that no one recognizes your face because you're a private person, and so they're not reaching out to you because they don't know. That's why I'm so into people who know about the New World Order, who basically are saying, don't tread on me, I want liberty, the answer to 1984, 1776. That's why I'm so in to you wearing some type of patriot T-shirt. And the best is Infowars.com. And when you purchase the t-shirts, it supports the broadcast. It's a symbiotic relationship. But get a stencil. Get a white t-shirt. Spray paint Infowars.com on the back of it. Or another way to meet like-minded people is wear a Ron Paul shirt. I'm just trying to think of the best, most noticeable logos or signets. It's your colors. I mean, it's like the military wears an American flag on the shoulder, so people know they're with America. Ford has a Ford symbol on the front of the car, so you know it's a Ford, or Ferrari or Lamborghini. That's so you understand what it is. And if you start just maybe once a week when you're out in public wearing a Patriot-type T-shirt, you're going to get compliments. You're going to have people reach out to you. Now, they might not do it as much as they do because they feel like they know me. They hear me on the radio. They see me on the Internet. They see me on national television occasionally. And so they feel comfortable reaching out to me because I'm a public figure. They still may not reach out to you as much. But I've talked to a lot of people when they wear a Patriot T-shirt that they just amazing things happen. They get their lunch bought for them. They meet their future wife or their future husband. We're jogging down the road and somebody stops and says, hey, Infowars.com. People have Infowars.com bumper stickers. Meet like-minded people. I don't care how you do it, but letting people know where you stand also resonates and lets people not feel like they're alone and lets people get connected. Now, I got a bunch of news to get to. It's just that for me, that is such a central issue that I can't go to Zilker Park without being mobbed by people. Because just 5 years ago, I went to Zilker Park. There weren't many people there. The train was full, but the park was pretty much empty. And I just had people constantly coming up to me. And 5 years ago, sure, maybe one person might have come up to me. I mean, now it's just, it's very, very, very positive news. Very positive news. Very exciting news. All right. Let me now just mention to you some of the news we're going to be covering. And then I'm going to go ahead and open the phones up so that we do things a little bit different today. I'll take calls in the next 40 minutes of this hour, then starting in the next hour, because I want to compose myself and really think about it and focus. I'm going to break down the full spectrum of what's happening in the Middle East and now spreading even into Central Asia. Then we're going to get into the economy, big developments there. We're going to get into a lot of big political developments. Also, the Mexican troops running checkpoints inside the United States, again, at PrisonPlanet.com. They've also indicted Berlusconi, which I'm not saying the guy's an angel. Looks like a mobster to me, but Tarpley has said that he's actually kind of double-crossing the globalist and has predicted a year ago, before the 17-year-old sex scandal even started raising its head with a 17-year-old model, that they're going to try to destroy the 74-year-old billionaire. So you notice all of a sudden things are happening fast. You notice all of a sudden, Hosni Mubarak ran to Israel where he'd be safe, quote. And, they're saying he did have that stroke. Bye-bye. A day after he's deposed and gets to Israel where he's safe. What a fool. What a fool. He should have hightailed it as fast as he could to Iran. Oh, but see, he was big enemies with Iran. Of course, they probably wouldn't even have took him. Oh, what an idiot. What an absolute idiot. And they're grabbing all his assets. This is a guy who served them in pure evil for 30 years. And you see how the globalists repay their dark servants, this ringwraith of Sauron, Hosni Mubarak. And they're now replacing him and admitting, the military's still going to run things. This is your freedom. Because he was a rotten apple. He'd been on the vine. He'd been on the tree for 30 years, got rotten. And so they've now replaced him with a little green fresh apple. And go back to sleep now. The torture will accelerate, actually, because he had balked at attacking Iran, being part of that coalition. And so, he's now had a stroke. Convenient. And don't worry, the good guys are in control. They're taking your pension funds right now, but they're in control. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Your calls on all these issues straight ahead. 800-259-9231. 9231. We're engaged in an info war, awakening the planet, and we are winning.
Hello, folks. This is Steve Shank. This week, we introduced a new product from eFoods Direct, corn chowder. And let me tell you, its homemade flavor is absolutely amazing. You know eFoods. We've brought you the best food on the planet for years. As you know, we pioneered a line of quick-fix meals that are super easy to fix. Obviously, winter is upon us. You can save 20% on the wonderful soup and bakery special. It's a lot of food for less than a dollar a serving. It includes the new corn chowder I told you about and the other wonderful soups. It also includes the delicious cornbread muffins and buttermilk biscuits to go with the soup. So you have great food you can serve this winter or jumpstart your food savings account for the future. Saving 20%. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633. Or on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th. So don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her marbles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade.
Okay, let's go ahead and go straight to your phone calls. Let's talk to Michael in Florida, then Brian, John, Tim, George, and others. Michael, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
I wanted to talk about accepting technology like we do in society, like the cell phones and stuff. and how they had a trend like 10 years ago of blaming movies, video games, and music for the violence in the society. It's like they're always scapegoating things, but yet they okay television shows like that have like themes of racism and homosexuality, like The Simpsons, Family Guy, and South Park.
Well, regardless of what you think of those issues you mentioned, there's no doubt if you watch mainline TV, it's anti-traditional family, and it's there to basically train people who imitate what they see on television to follow things that will basically damage civilization. And the globalists want people isolated and by themselves so that the state can basically use them and then absorb them. So, yes, there's no doubt there's a destructive message on television.
I'd like to sue them for that, because it seems like what they're doing is they don't want us to survive. They don't want us to grow our own
food. It's very dangerous, because if you start suing the globalists for messages in TV, then they will allow that to happen, but then set a precedent to ban all free speech. The answer is don't watch it or analyze it and point it out to people. And build our own alternative media that challenges their system and gives people an alternative. And so that's happening. So you got one group of people that are even more dumbed down, more in the grip of the New World Order, and then a huge group waking up, getting more and more out of the grip of the New World Order.
Right, but it's important that we use things like music as an avenue, because even for education of teaching children, they teach them through music, and everybody's wondering, why is the music so brainwashing? Because it's stupid. They use the KISS method, keep it simple and stupid, to, you know, make a bridge between ages of the young to the old, to make these simple brainwashing messages easy to get.
Listen, I agree with you, Michael, and the media is getting more and more dumbed down, and it's a feedback loop. I appreciate your call. It must have been 6-7 years ago I saw an excellent Frontline piece on PBS about the feedback loop. I forget the exact name of the show. But it, you know, the argument by mainstream media has been, we're dumbing it down because that's what people want. But really, it's what they feed in is then what they get back, and then it does dumb people down, and it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. And there is that agenda, and people should be conscious and aware of that. But with this radio show, we can use pop examples or mainstream cultural examples, and then bring that issue in so that when the general public's listening, we can then illustrate things for them in a way that they understand. You know, it's a language they understand. So we can talk about those dumbed down issues, but then use it as a bridge into real issues. Brian in Michigan, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. The Donald Trump comment at CPAC really irritates me, because you could also take it to mean another thing, saying that they've already got the nomination fixed. And they know it's not going to be Ron Paul, and that's what they mean by Ron Paul's got zero chance of winning.
Well, also, Trump really may run now, and he understands that he's going to try to take the place of Ron Paul as some outsider maverick, so he's really worried about Ron Paul. The fact that he attacked Ron Paul and said he can't win shows that Ron Paul is now becoming the front runner. He's neck to neck, nose to nose, you know, coming around the final bend here going in, you know, to the election with his lined up right there with Mitt Romney.
Okay, but let's say, I mean, the Republicans, Ron Paul wins straw poll after straw poll the last couple of years or so. So clearly a lot of Republican voters are supporting him. If he doesn't, if they steal it, are the Republican voters still going to vote for the Republican nominee? Because I don't subscribe to the lesser of two evils theory, and just so they could, you know, defeat Barry Satoro. That's what I'm wondering.
So what are you saying? Are you saying you're not going to vote for Ron Paul if he runs as a Republican?
No, what I'm saying is if Ron Paul doesn't win the nomination, I'm going to write him in on the blank line as a write-in.
Well, sure. I mean, look. If it's not Ron Paul, every other major candidate's a globalist. That's the bottom line. And so you can just forget the presidential election if Ron Paul isn't involved in it. But we win just by him being in those debates and putting real issues in. Look what happened 3.5 years ago. I mean, how big that was.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to mainmilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
They helped create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When the collapse happens, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to SurvivalSproutBank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, we are here live. I'm taking your phone calls for the rest of this hour, then I'm going to plunge into news in the next hour. Ann Webster Tarpley is joining us on what's happening in the Middle East. This affects us all, obviously, because the globalists are destabilizing it. The question is why. But right now, let's go to John in Texas. John, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, exchanging McBarrick for that for a military junta don't seem like much of an improvement to me. But do you think the military will give up control to a civilian leadership, or do you think they'll crack down like they did at Tiananmen Square and seize control completely?
Well, the people that run our government, when they have their druthers, always put military juntas or dictatorships in. And Mubarak just wasn't following orders. He wasn't getting behind. This is on record in the last year supporting an attack on Iran. And so the globalists are getting their ducks in a row for that attack on Iran that's now back on the front burner. And so, of course, I mean, our so-called government, run by the foreign banks, basically trained the entire Egyptian military. And so that's all that's happening here now, is they've gotten rid of Mubarak. He went to Israel thinking he was safe. He's magically had the stroke, of course. Probably be dead soon. and they're seizing his assets, and the globalists will just keep that for themselves and give a little bit back to the population or to the government of Egypt, the money he stole from the people in those 30 years. And it's just disgusting. So it shows us what the globalists want. They don't want freedom in that country. You know, they're like, Friday night and Saturday I was watching the news, and Anderson Cooper's like, incredible democracy, freedom. This is what it looks like. Let's cut to Egypt. And now it's spreading around the rest of the Middle East. They don't want stable dictatorships. That was the old phase. Now they want unstable situations. So there's a pretext to not just continue but expand the military presence there that's bankrupting the American taxpayer.
You think, but would you think that they will crack down, that there's a chance they could crack down like they did in China?
They've already been cracking down. They're still cracking down. They're still torturing. They're still continuing everything. I mean, look, the dictator got too big for his britches. He did everything he was told, but he said, look, I don't want to destabilize things. No, we don't need to attack Iran. And they said, okay, well, you're kicked out of the country. Run to Israel. And he runs to Israel and has a stroke. I mean, it's just 2 + 2 = 4. And there it is. What do you think, John?
I don't know. These revolutions are spreading, but is it going to lead to an attack on Iran in World War III, or is the pot going to settle down and stay even? I don't know.
Well said. We'll continue to break it down. I've got all the details coming up next hour. Let's go ahead and talk to Tim in Michigan. Tim, you're on the air.
I'm in Washington, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, but how was your weekend, Alex? I appreciate your effort, and I just had a quick suggestion as far as like the V for Victory campaign, which I've attempted to do in Seattle. Maybe possibly a Bill of Rights, Constitution, or Declaration of Independence that we fill out and send in to our congressmen, our governors, our mayors, anything that voices the opinion of the population towards the people that we elect and employ. Not necessarily a hands-on, like we vote every 2 years and that's it. Necessarily, we give them an exact summary of why we think that the Constitution and the Bill of Rights is imperative for our existence as free humanity.
Well, I mean, the globalists know why we have a Bill of Rights and Constitution, and it's their enemy because it binds them from setting up the type of oppressive civilization they're designing. But look, the V campaign is whatever you want to make it, and whatever ideas you've got, turning loose the power of individual thought and action. And separately, we have the answer to 1984, a 1776 contest, where people produce animations, protest videos. The sky's the limit for whatever you can do, I mean, whatever we think's the most powerful. I think the contest closes out in about a week or so. Then I'll go over all those videos and pick the first place, second place, and third place winner. But we all win when we go out and hang up flyers, when we go out and have demonstrations, where it's not just at Washington, D.C., and then the media ignores it, but where you do it locally. See, instead of just focusing on the federal government, we start focusing on our cities, our counties, our states, and start building our liberty muscles by going out and taking action. And now we've had quite a few TV stations, newspapers are starting to pick up on the B for Victory campaign, and then that creates kind of an amplifying effect. And it really just illustrates the power of simple flyers being hung up. So even if the globalists ever try to shut down the Internet as we know it, people now will understand they can post flyers in the dead of night with different messages and get a local buzz going. Because it's so uncommon to have people engaged in grassroots political operations outside of an election that it really grabs people's attention.
Yes, it does. There are a few people, as we're hanging them, that were interested, but unfortunately, the next day they were all down.
But what you do is, listen, liberty belongs to who wants it the worst, Tim, in Washington, I believe you said. And so what you do is you keep doing it. You get more aggressive. They're pulling them down. If you put one up about a swap meet coming up or a garage sale or a bake sale or a soccer game, they'd be up there in a month. It's because it is a message of liberty. Somebody doesn't like it. It shows you how effective you are. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, no, I was just remarking that they would probably stand up or be on the board for months or years, depending on who's maintaining it. Yeah, I was just thinking that maybe if we were able to summarize our thoughts and then mail it in to our elected leaders, that it would have a more chilling effect to them to realize that there is a population out there that still wants to remain free, does not want to become fascist, and ultimately wants to live a life of freedom. And I think that if we reminded the population, if they had a chance to summarize their thoughts on the Constitution and what exactly it means, that they would have a better understanding of what is in store for them if they don't.
Well said again. Great points, Tim. Let's talk to George in Connecticut. George, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Hi,
hey,
Alex. I was thinking that it might be another way of putting a goosing of these politicians is maybe have a survey on various issues, especially for somebody like Michelle Bachmann, and saying, have all of the people, go on the internet and put in their top 10 or top 100, whatever they want to put in, on why they should renew the Patriot Act, why they shouldn't do various things that are unconstitutional, and so it should never be renewed again, or possibly, sending these surveys results to people like Michelle or Peter King, the guy who wants to make it totally legal to think on your neighbors. What do you think?
I don't know. I mean, elaborate on that.
Well, for example, I mean, if people had a little survey on one of your web divisions and say, look, what are all the reasons why you wouldn't want to have the Patriot Act renewed again? For example, it makes it illegal to have gold and silver as a currency if they take down the system. That it abridges every right that you have, that you can be basically taken off the street and nobody could even ask where the
heck you are.
Are
you saying I should enumerate the types of freedoms that it savagely attacks?
No. Let us enumerate it for you, and then you basically give whatever the survey was. For example, yeah, you could enumerate it and give what do you think the top thing, and then have people add to it. And then when it gets, and say, 5,000 people say that this is number one, this is number two, why are we renewing the Patriot Act? Look at the survey results. You know, it gives further power to whatever those particular reasons why you would never want to renew this Patriot Act.
Well, we know the Patriot Act's very unconstitutional and extremely unpopular. Good points. Thank you, George. Let's talk to Adam in Tennessee. Adam, welcome.
Hi, Alex. First off, want to thank you a lot for sticking your neck out there every day and doing what you do, and for backing everything up with verifiable stuff from the mainstream that really helps drive the point home and gets the people who would call you a kook or whatever looking at the news stations that they go home and turn on every night and look at anyway and seeing that it's actually out there like that. I just wanted to say a couple of things. The V for Victory campaign, it really should be stressed. Just like you said just a minute ago, you hit the nail on the head, it's so unusual for people to be involved at the grassroots level on just a day-to-day basis, if there's not a campaign or something going on, it really does get people's attention. And
exactly. People start thinking of political action as something that's only done seasonally, and then it's only the candidates the media tells you about that you focus on. Political action is about being informed when you're on the jury, the grand jury. It's about being involved in the school board. It's about being involved in the lawmaking at your city council. It's about knowing your state legislators. It's about talking to your neighbors. It's about being on the soapbox. I mean, and, you know, when this country was free, almost everybody went down to the county square if they had a problem and got on the soapbox. And, you know, people went in and demanded their sheriff behave properly if he was violating rights. And people were aggressive. They jealously defended liberty, knowing that it was the fount or the engine, the progenitor of everything that was good. And so this is really a rediscovery of freedom. As Thomas Jefferson said, educate the people generally in the systems of liberty and freedom, and tyranny will evaporate like phantoms at dawn. And that's exactly what we're talking about, like mist on the ground, you know, out in the field, the sun comes up, it burns off. And we've got to put that light of sunshine, of truth, on things, and it will dissipate, Adam.
I completely agree, and I just have to say that it's really important. You know, people don't need to be chickens about it. It's really important. You call your senator and your representative and whatnot, and register your support or your disagreement with a given thing. Tell them who you are. Tell them your name. Tell them your. Make sure they know you're their constituent. You know, don't be afraid to go out on the street and be seen hanging up the flyers. I've had people say, you know, well, police are going to be after you over this. Well, you know what? That's the problem. And that's the whole reason that I'm out there doing it, you know, not to get them after me, but because they're after free speech and everything that we are supposed to stand for here.
Well said. Appreciate the call. A lot of great calls today. Jesse in Pennsylvania, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hey, Jesse, welcome. How may I serve you? Welcome aboard.
Oh, hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to actually touch on the propaganda issue that one of your previous callers was, I've seen, commenting on. I just want to say I see it every day in my everyday life. I walk to the TV, then I can point it out as soon as I walk to the computer. I mean, a lot of people think that it's made to make you dumb down, which it is very true, but I think there's a lot more scientific agenda behind it from the people creating this, you know, the movies and such. And I see it every day with people watching Jersey Shore. I mean, they don't understand what they're getting into just by watching it every day and getting obsessed with it and such. And I just wanted to get your thoughts and comments on that. And
well, I mean, people are sucked in to entertainment and hype and pablum and surface issues, and that becomes what they're experts on, is Jersey Shore or the NFL, and then they don't spend time with their children. They're not informed about the Bill of Rights and Constitution. They're not informed about history. And so they don't recognize hardcore oppression and this iron curtain of tyranny that's descending on us. But remember, it's never a majority that defeats corruption. It's always a highly informed, highly motivated, agitated minority. And if it was 3%, that started the Revolutionary War, 5% roughly that won it, against the greatest military in world history at that time, who'd never been defeated, and who a few years later went on to defeat Napoleon, of all people, you know, the British military, then what can we do now with the info war? So we do get focused on trying to wake the zombies up, and a lot of them are waking up. Or even if they wake up, they're still so passive, they're still just spectators, they don't take action. It only takes a highly motivated minority to change history. You know, the globalists are a minority who were able to take over the banking system, the issuance of currency and credit. They believe they've got the power now to complete their world government, and we're going to see what happens. But we're in a life and death situation. I mean, if the globalists win, we have no future. I appreciate your call. Let's talk to Chuck in Nevada. Chuck, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hey, buddy. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How are you?
Good.
I wanted to comment on your earlier caller who was commenting on the idea of the far right and like Donald Trump criticizing or coming out against or attacking Ron Paul. I personally welcome it because for me, I think enough people are awake now where that just energizes everybody when those people come out attacking them at this point.
Well, absolutely. It shows that they're scared of him when they start saying he can't win, he can't win. I mean, back in 2007, 2008 in the election, the media just said, we're going to ignore Ron Paul. But he really stood out at the debates. They tried to do these hoaxes where they would say, oh, he's been discredited. And, you know, they'd freak out about the things he said. But he kept winning all of the phone polls and other polls. People kept saying they thought he was winning the debates. He calls them on the fraud that the majority of conservatives want war and want tyranny. Why does he keep winning last year, now this year, the coveted CPAC straw poll? Why is he now winning the scientific polls? He didn't do that in 2007, 2008. He won just the general polls. And so they're very scared of him. I only wish he was, you know, 5-10 years younger, but he's in good shape. He's been a very pious person, exercises every day, hardly eats. He truly is dedicated. He is founding father material, and that's why people demonize him. They demonize him from the mainstream media perspective. They also have operatives in COINTELPRO that demonize him from the grassroots level. As Cass Sunstein, the White House regulations are, said, the mainstream media is discredited, so the establishment has to pose as alternative media to try to attack the rest of the alternative media to create dissension, classic COINTELPRO. That's not working, but I'm going to say it again. Ron Paul only loses if he doesn't take the field. If he takes the field and is even defeated, resistance is victory. Look how far he was able to lay all the real issues out 3 years ago in the campaign and then into the election. But in the primaries, he was able to lay out all the issues, and then people kind of said, what are these issues? They never heard them before, a lot of them. We've gone from 3 or 4 years ago, maybe 5% of the public knowing the Federal Reserve was private and that it's the real puppet master, to now 80, 85% or higher wanting to abolish it or audit it in Gallup polls. That's why Brzezinski's freaked out and said for the first time the public actually know who the controllers are. They're not just looking at the front men. And so now he runs again. He's going to run. I mean, it's common sense. He's smart. I'll guarantee you Ron Paul's going to run, barring health problems. And that is an issue. They could do a Hosni Mubarak to him. They could, I don't want to get into different things they can do to him, you can imagine. And he said on this show he knows he's in danger. So pray for Ron Paul. Great points, another great call, more calls straight ahead. Then I'm going to break down a lot of...
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning. Eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
We are armed! Okay, we've got a lot of really important news to cover dealing with the situation in the Middle East, obviously. Protests spread to Saudi Arabia. Britain looking into freezing assets of Hosni Mubarak and associates. former Egyptian leader as his residence in Israel falls into coma after final speech. Very, very suspicious. Remember, our government said he's going to step down today, and he didn't step down, and boom, has a stroke. 3-4 days later, it's just barely leaking out in the news. That is all coming up. And I really wasn't going to talk about it, but Charlie Sheen did a radio interview, obviously, on the Dan Patrick Show Monday. I was actually with Charlie when he was talking on the phone to the producer of the show over the weekend. I was going with Charlie to a gym to work out, a private gym, and you know, when he set that interview up. And he went ahead and did the interview, and they asked, who's at your house? Or who's been hanging out with you now that you're clean? Who's there helping you? And he said, Alex Jones, and listed a couple other people. But Charlie is a good friend of mine. And in the 6 years I've known him, I've never seen him drink, never seen him use drugs. And he's a truthful guy. He's honest about it. He's done none of them until about, I don't know, 7 months ago, got back into the wrong lifestyle, started drinking and doing other things. And he's now completely clean. And he is rehabbing. I mean, since he talked about it, I'll just mention it that, you know, and it's also in the news that they're there doing urine tests every day. And he's completely clean. And we need to pray for him. That's why I said we need to pray for him, because, you know, nobody's perfect. Everybody has problems. And Charlie really is somebody that cares about liberty and freedom. His dad does. His brother does. His brothers, his mom, and he's a good guy, and I'm really praying that he could stay sober. Of course, in his last interview with Patrick, he joked around, and I mean, that's what Charlie's doing. He's fighting this stuff with humor, and I've challenged Charlie, because he's told me basically the whole story, to set the record straight, because about 90% of what you hear is just completely made up, just completely made up. And I'm just going to leave it at that until the future. We've got this clip of Dan Patrick's show, and it's made big national news, obviously. And the media, if you listen to the interview, you know, clearly a lot of it, Charlie's joking around. He tries to have gallows humor about all that he's gone through. But and the media spins that. No matter what Charlie says or does, the media tries to spin it, but I don't judge people. We were watching Apocalypse Now there in his home theater, and we love that line in it where Marlon Brando says to Charlie Sheen's dad, he's playing the part of the Special Forces captain, he says, "You have a right to kill me, but you don't have a right to judge me." And that's what it comes down to at the end of the day. Charlie is such a big-hearted guy. Everybody that knows him, he would give you the shirt off his back. I mean, you could say, if you're his friend, he doesn't turn his back on his friends. And so I'm not turning my back on Charlie. But I appreciate all of you praying for him. And he appreciates that as well. You know, he does know about your prayers. And he's really fighting. I mean, he's really fighting. You know, most people in his position would be in a bed. And he's, you know, working out and lifting weights and swimming and just trying to laugh and trying to fight through this. 2 weeks. 2 weeks, no alcohol, no drugs, no nothing. And he's getting food in him and gaining weight. And it's exciting to see, and we need to pray for him. Maybe he can get another 8-9 years of being sober completely. All right, we'll be, or as he says, he doesn't like the word sober, clean. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.